Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is Michael Conforto, is he with us now? Wow.
I'm here.
Michael, how are you? Joe Beningo in New York. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing? Forget about how I'm doing. How are you doing? Now, I'm assuming what we saw the second half of last year when you were just lighting it up, that you are well beyond the injury woes that you had, you know, the earlier year and, you know, early in the season last year. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the idea is to keep building on the second half. You know, I had an off season of good work, you know, kind of similar to going into 2017. And, you know, I think we're all excited, man. I mean, the team's got a little facelift, and I'm excited to get to know the new guys and, you know, see what we can put out there.
Now, you know, you got off to a little slow start last year, and people were concerned about that. And then, of course, when you really, after the All-Star break, I mean, you were as good a hitter probably as anybody in baseball. You had a tremendous second half of the season. But I'm just assuming that it took you a little time coming off the injury to really get your feet underneath you. Is that fair to say, Michael?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think I was a little aggressive with the rehab. You know, being a young player and someone who wanted to build on that All-Star performance the year before, I just wanted to be back out there. I wanted to help the guys win. I wanted to be a part of it. So it did take a little time. I think it just took the reps. You know, I didn't expect it to take 250 at-bats, but, you know, I just had to go through some stuff. You know, sometimes you got to go through some failure to get to the point where, you know, where things are working the right way. And like I said, I mean, the off season was big for me. I feel like I'm in better shape. I feel stronger, and you know, I think this year is going to be a good one. So I'm excited.
Well, you know, I know all Mets fans are certainly you know, hoping that that's the case. There's no doubt about it. Now, how about the you like the facelift the team has made, the moves that Brody Van Wagenen has made overall, Robbie Cano, you know, Wilson Ramos, the different moves overall. Your feeling on what Brody's done here, Michael?
I mean, I'm excited. You know, for me personally, I've always been a fan of Robbie. You know, just he's been in the league for so long. Just watching him swing, he's a lefty. He does a lot of the same things I do. You know, so I can't wait to see how he works and talk to him, pick his brain. Obviously, I think we got the most dominant closer in the game.
Right.
At such a young age. And then just a bunch of other great dudes. I mean, you know, Jed Lowry's been great so far. You know, a few other veteran guys, you know, with some experience in the clubhouse. And, you know, we bolstered the pen. We obviously the starting staff is incredibly strong. You know, the name of the game is just to stay healthy like it is every year. You know, and that's something that the team has definitely invested in, you know, so injuries are have been our problem in the past, so that's going to be a big focus for us.
All right, Brandon Nimmo had a real breakout year last year. He was terrific. I mean, 400 on base percentage, you know, I loved what I saw from Nimmo last year. How about him now going forward? I mean, can we see even more progress from Nimmo this year?
Absolutely. You know, that's what we're expecting. You know, Nimmo's he's a guy who, you know, when he learns something, he doesn't lose it. You know, he's had that steady incline throughout his minor league career and his major league career. We've been able to see him control the zone. You know, then he starts hitting for power. He starts hitting doubles. He starts hitting home runs. And I think last year was a big year for him, just to gain that confidence, knowing that he's a player, an everyday player in this league. He's a guy that is going to be a huge piece of this team moving forward. And, you know, and to go along with it, I mean, it doesn't hurt to see him smiling every day and sprinting down the first base and, you know, just bringing energy to this team. I think, you know, you always need a guy like that to bring energy every single day and you know, the guys feed off of it. You know, so he's going to be big for us.
Talking to Michael Conforto with the Mets, of course, down in Port St. Lucie at spring training. All right, Jeff McNeil, loved what I saw from this kid last year. He was terrific. Gets his bat on the ball. You know, it was half a season. You know, he couldn't be more excited to, you know, for what he did last year. But how about him making now the transition to the outfield? Because it looks like he's going to play a lot more in the outfield this year than he is in the infield. You know, with the addition of Cano. How about him making that transition, Michael?
Yeah, well, that's Jeff, man. I mean, he's kind of a renaissance man. He's played in the outfield before. He's played all over. He's done everything he could to get up to the big leagues. You know, he's been able to move around. So, I think it speaks to his athleticism. You know, and his mental strength. You know, it doesn't bother him that he's getting moved around. All he wants is to help the team win, and it gives us depth in the outfield. You know, obviously he can give guys a blow in the infield as well. So it just makes his team deeper. I mean, Jeff's going to be, you know, I expect the same stuff that he was doing last year. You know, slapping the ball all over the field, and he's got some pop too. And you know, just incredible hand eye from that guy. So Jeff's going to be another big piece for us.
Now you're going to be playing mostly center field. Is that where you're going to be this year? Is that what they're telling you right now? You're going to be the center fielder every day?
I don't know about center field. We talked a little bit about that. I think it's going to be more right field.
Okay.
You know, maybe a few games in center. I think that's the plan right now after talking to Mick. I'll be prepared to play everywhere. You know, everywhere in the outfield. Just make sure that you know, God forbid anything happens, you know, we're ready and we're solid wherever they need me.
Now, and what position would you prefer to play in the outfield?
You know, I don't have a strong preference. I mean, I came up in the minor leagues only playing left field. You know, I came through. That's probably where I have the most innings.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
You know, if I'm just speaking from where I have the most fun, center field. I think any outfielder will tell you, you know, they love roaming around in center field, making diving plays, and kind of being the quarterback of the outfield. But you know, it doesn't make a difference to me. You know, where I'm playing in the outfield, I just want to be in the lineup. You know, driving guys in and making plays out there anywhere I'm in the lineup.
You think we'll see Yoenis at all this year?
I really hope so. You know, I don't know the details of where he's you know, where he's at in his rehab. I think you know, speaking from experience, I hope he is fully ready to come back when he does. I know he's working hard, but you know, just having been through it, you know, kind of aggressively attacking the rehab and getting after it, you just want to make sure that you're completely ready and you know, so you don't have to go through that miserable half that I went through last year. So you know, I think Yo is going to be prepared when he comes back. He'll be healthy, and you know, he'll be ready to help the team.
Again, talking to Michael Conforto of the Mets down in spring training. You got to be excited with the pitching staff. I mean, the rotation, you know, 1-4 is pretty darn good, probably as good as anybody's. All the different moves in the bullpen, Familia's back. You mentioned Diaz already. Wilson coming in as well. You got to be pretty excited about that pitching staff right now.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they kind of make our job easy out there in the outfield if they're on. You know, you just kind of sit back and watch. But, you know, I'm definitely excited. I've been able to watch these guys, you know, for the last 3-4 years. Just dominate up there. I'm happy that, you know, seems that we've got a deeper lineup to give them some run support. You know, a tough defense behind them, and you know, like you said, the pen to come in and shut it down when they leave the game. So, you know, if everything goes right, we stay healthy, we should be in a good spot.
Now, Brody Van Wagenen has come in and is basically, you know, he kind of put the pressure on you guys. He's basically saying that you guys on a team to beat right now in the National League East. Now, we still don't know what's going to happen, you know, where Bryce Harper or Manny Machado may wind up, and they may wind up with the Phillies or, you know, maybe even Harper goes back to Washington, whatever. So we don't even know what the division is going to totally look like at this point, but do you feel that you guys are the team to beat in the division?
Well, I think you got to take that mentality, you know, no matter who you are, what team you are, you got to show up to win or else it's going to be a bad season. So I think we certainly have the tools. You know, Brody is very confident. I think that inspires confidence in us. You know, so I think it starts from the top, and I think it's a good sign, you know, that Brody is very confident. You know, like I said, we have the guys. We've got everything we need to win. We just have to show up this spring, get better, improve upon, you know, the things that we're good at, things that we need to work on. And if we do all that and we stay healthy, we're going to be just fine. You know, I think we're definitely in a good spot with all the new faces and the guys that we have now. So we're all very excited.
Any concerns about the situation with Jacob deGrom and his contract situation? Is that do you think about that at all? Or is it something you don't even concern yourself with?
Well, it's obviously something that you know, us as his teammates, we want the best for Jacob. You know, we want him to have that security. But you know, I think he specifically has done a good job of not making it a distraction. I think it's between, you know, him and his people and the team. He's going to show up every day the same way he does. And, you know, we'll see how that all plays out. You know, those decisions are beyond me, you know. But I will say that, you know, his teammates are behind him. And you know, so we're excited for him. I think there's only good things coming for Jake.
How far away are you from free agency? You still got a ways to go, right?
Oh, let's see. I think I had my first year arbitration, so I got two more years of arbitration than free agency.
Oh, okay. All right. So I don't have to worry about you for a while yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. keep me out of those talks for now.
Again, we're talking to Michael Conforto. Another guy, I tell you, another addition I really love, and this is a guy who would kill the Mets all the time, especially when he was in Washington, was Wilson Ramos. Getting him now as catcher, I mean, he's, you know, certainly a professional hitter, a guy that's got to stay healthy. How about the addition of him?
Oh, it's huge. You know, a big bat behind the plate, you know, great guy as well. He was one of the first catchers that kind of greeted me when I came up to the big leagues, you know, when we played the Nationals for one of my first series. And he's a huge guy. I mean, you know, really, you don't realize how big he is until you meet him face to face. You know, big guy, but he's a great bat. He's a great catcher. I'm sure the pitchers will you know, grow a relationship with him and enjoy throwing to him. You know, I've only heard good things. So another guy that we're very excited about.
So what do you figure for Michael Conforto this year? Let's say 40 homers, about 110 RBIs. You know,
I think I'll let you guys make the predictions. You guys can take care of that. You know, really for me, I just want to stay healthy. I want to play, you know, 155 plus games. I think last year kind of showed me that, you know, as long as you stay on the field, even if you're not feeling right, the numbers will be there, you know. So I think I'm in a much better position than I was last year. I just got to stay on the field and do my thing and keep working hard, and everything will fall into place.
Any preference where you're hitting the lineup? Third, fourth, second, somewhere in that area? How about any preference?
You know what? I think anywhere the team needs me. You know, I think Mickey's gonna make some great decisions, you know, based on the guys that we've brought in. We have a much deeper lineup this year, so I think that'll all shake out, you know, here soon. We'll get a better idea of that, but I'm open to anywhere, you know. I think I'm going to be protected in a number of different places in the lineup this year, so, you know, we'll be just fine.
One more guy I want to throw at you before I let you go, and that's Rosario. We saw him really come on, really played just like you, a lot better in the second half of the season. I think he got a little more comfortable as the year went on. How about where he is right now?
I love where Rosie's at. You know, I think, you know, people tend to forget how young he is. He's, you know, he's, what is he, 23 years old? You know, I think he's still very young. He's learning so much. He's got another great guy, you know, to kind of take him under his wing, and Robbie Cano and, you know, some other guys in this clubhouse. He does everything right. He works hard. He comes out every day and you know, busts his butt. You know, plays the game the right way, and obviously he's blessed with great bat speed, great hands in the infield. Obviously, you know, he's insanely fast, so he's got all the tools. I think he's got the right mindset. He's going to be a big player for us.
Michael, it's great having you on, man. Really appreciate you taking the time, and stay healthy. And I know I speak for all the Met fans when I say that we're looking forward to seeing you have a real big year this year from
you
top
bet,
to Jeff. Bottom.
I appreciate it, man. Let's go Mets.
All right, stay healthy, Michael.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. Michael Conforto of the Mets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.